the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 1060 KGFX. You can also listen or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's David Burrow.
The broadcast of this playoff game is authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the SDHSAA. Yes, it's playoff time as the Stanley County Buffaloes are just now on the floor for their final warm-ups before their playoff action, and they would like to turn things around. It was a good regular season, the most wins for this program in 5 years, 13. The last time they had this many wins in a regular season was the 2016-17 season, but it didn't end how they wanted with back-to-back losses in games last week. The Buffaloes know their next loss this season will be their last. They'd rather that not come tonight. Crow Creek Chieftains, well, the regular season didn't end very well for them either. They dropped 5 of their last 6 games, ended at 7-13, and were one of the latest teams to get run over by the Winter Warriors in their final regular season game. Well, the slate starts clean for Michael Scares, the Hawks team, too. We're at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre. This is the first round in Region 6A in boys playoff basketball as the Crow Creek Chieftains meet the Stanley County Buffaloes in high school playoff basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX is brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Oahu Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Avera Orthopedics, Wagner Auto, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school playoff basketball too here on KGFX. And they include Becky Potts of Estate Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Martin, Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS, River Plains, Bauman Lumber. They'll bring you our player of the game and our post game tonight. And also, keep on track of who's on top of tonight's game with the Wagner Auto Scoreboard. Wagner Auto in Pierre, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been in the capital city since 1907. Wonderful to have you with us this evening. Brian Menning is handling the video, and oh, what luck I have, because the big daddy Dave Williams, his own self, is our studio coordinator. Great to have you with us. Well, Stanley County offensively was still able to put it together, but the trademark of what has made this team a good team this season has kind of let them down at the end of the last couple of games. That's nothing against how both Lyman and Cheyenne Eagle Butte played last week. Of course, goodness, you know that Lyman Eagle team can shoot threes, and Cheyenne Eagle Butte is a lot better than their 8-10 overall record. They proved that by going 6-2 in their last 8, and that's a tough draw for Mulbridge Pollock in this same region tonight up in Mulbridge, but the Buffs do want to clamp down on that. For Crow Creek, well, they just need to make sure they're not terribly deep. They just need to make sure to stay out of foul trouble and do something to contain this backcourt. And the game in Stephan, this was on the 27th of January. Of course, these teams didn't play it last year. But on January 27th in Stephan, it was a Buffalo win, 51-44. That was one of those games where the Buffs struggled at the foul line, just 14 of 28. Latham Prince had 20, Cormac Duffy 11 points that night. And again, Crow Creek got in some foul trouble. Jeremiah Shields, Robert Staples the third, both had 4 fouls, 2 of their important players, and that'll be important too for Michael Scares, the Hawks team, to make sure they don't get in foul trouble. It is win and play Friday night. It's lose in the season is over. The Becky Potts of Estate Farm pregame show. Becky Potts of Estate Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. A mild day. The fans are doing their best, but frankly, it's a little bit warm in Parkview Auditorium tonight. What will that do to affect the atmosphere? Yep, this game not too far from getting going. It tips off at the top of the hour. Stanley County and Crow Creek. Let's begin our keys to success and Crow Creek head coach Michael Scares, the Hawks, said the important thing for his team, yeah, try to contain Prince and Duffy. Obviously, those are the big two factors for Stanley County on both ends of the floor for the most part. And the other one was what we just told you about. Stay out of foul trouble. Make sure and slow the game down and to play defending well without fouling. Foul trouble would mean big trouble for Crow Creek tonight. Stanley County's perspective is coming up when we visit with the head coach of the Buffs, Max Foth, as we continue on our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame from Parkview Auditorium. It's Crow Creek and Stanley County in the first round of the 6A Boys Basketball Playoffs. And we'll visit with Max Foth in 2 minutes here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsipa State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsipa State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hawaii Federal Credit Union's recreational loan special is in full swing. With rates as low as 2.25% APR and terms as long as 15 years, now is your chance to get into that new or used boat, jet ski, camper, motorcycle, UTV, or ATV you've been dreaming about. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and let the girls at Hawaii Federal Credit Union make that dream a reality.
Hawaii Federal Credit Union.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
On the Becky Potsipa State Farm pregame, our keys to success continue at Parkview Auditorium before Stanley County meets Crow Creek in this 6A first round game. And we're with the head coach of the Buffaloes, Max Foth. The last two games of the regular season, obviously not what you wanted to see happen at the end of ball games. What do you think this team has learned from that?
Yeah, I think it's been a great experience for us. I feel like we played some really good basketball our last two games, and we just didn't get the ball to bounce the right way a couple different times. So hopefully, like you said, we could learn from that and do a little bit better job taking care of the basketball and do a little bit better job defensively, and hopefully we'll get back on the right win-loss side tonight.
The defense you played, I mean, it's been so good, but at the same time, it's not the easiest thing to maintain, obviously, because of all the energy that takes in every single game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's definitely a tough spot. You know, I really like that we could really hang our hat on our defense, but, you know, offensively, we've got to play better. And hopefully with some of the stuff we've done in practice lately and some of the other things we're trying to run, hopefully we'll get some more open shots for our guys heading into the postseason.
Well, you know, Lathan is doing his thing in Cormac, too, and Strand was so good on the boards the other night. What else would you like to see besides those three come through your offense?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've just got to do a little bit better job of finishing inside. We had a ton of shots at the rim, and we didn't shoot a very good percentage against Eagle Butte. And, you know, that just comes with maybe a little physicality and stuff like that. So hopefully we fix that at practice, and we finish around the rim a little bit better tonight.
By the way, Max has got a brand new hairstyle, or maybe lack thereof, not on the face, but on the tie. I understand Cormac Duffy had something to do with this.
Yeah, Cormac's getting ready for his side gig at college, I guess. So he got me all lined up. up. And, yeah, it's shorter, cooler, starting a new tradition. Hopefully we can start a new winning streak here, get that bad luck hair out of the way.
All right, Crow Creek is a team that play you pretty tough, and this was one of those games where the foul shooting wasn't what you wanted. But this is a team that obviously it's a playoff game. Everything's on the line, but you cannot take these guys for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they play very physical. They're very tough. You know, those kids play very hard. You know, they've got a good amount of players on their team that do a lot of really nice things. So we're going to have to play some of our best basketball tonight, but hopefully we can find a way to do that.
Max, thanks. Good luck. We'll chat with you after the game.
Thank you.
Max Foth, the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes, and stay tuned for more, including the starting lineups and the law on the court here from Parkview. Back in 2 minutes as Crow Creek meets Stanley County in the first round of the 6A playoffs on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit Card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
At Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre, playoff time, 6A first round in boys basketball, Crow Creek Chieftains and the Stanley County Buffaloes. Time for tonight's Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineup. Here's how we expect it'll be for the Crow Creek Chieftains. Jeremiah Shields, a 5'10 senior, starts in the backcourt along with Jaden Sazu, a 6'1 junior. Xavier Wind is a 5'10 senior, and also Silas Dion, 5'11 senior, and Talon comes flying, a 6'2 senior. We could see Corey Big Eagle, the sophomore, too. For head coach Michael Scares, the Hawks, Crow Creek Chieftains. It's our Montana Dakota Utility starting lineups, MDU in the community to serve, and we'll have Stanley County's starting lineup. Back with it in 30 seconds after this from MDU here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utility's slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Layton Prince starts in the backcourt, the 6'1 senior, along with Cormac Duffy, the 6'2 senior. And of course for Layton, it is just under 18 points a game. For Cormac Duffy, he's had a good year too at just under 12 points a game. Gavin Irving, the 5'10 senior, just under 6 points a game for Gavin. Jason Titsy, the 5'10 senior, just over 4 points per game. And Strand Scott in the post, just over 8 points and just over 6 rebounds a game, but he's coming off a double-double in that loss to Cheyenne Eagle Butte. on Friday. Max Foeth in his seventh season as head coach of the Buffaloes. Damon Hoftheiser is his assistant. So those are the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. Now time for the Law on the Court. That's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection. And we'll introduce tonight's officials when we return to Parkview in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Let's say somebody calls and says he's from the IRS. He says you owe taxes and you need to pay right away by getting a gift card at the store. Should you do it? No, it's a scam. Government agencies will never make you pay with a gift card. If you've paid with a gift card, contact the company that issued the gift card right away. And contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection, 800-300-1986.
The officials for tonight's game are Brandon Solek, Jeff Turnshart, and Jeremy Michelson. The Law on the Court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection. This is one of the four games being played in the first round in 6A tonight. The others, a top seed 19-1 winner hosting McLaughlin. They'll also get underway in just a few moments. Fourth seed Mulbridge Pond against fifth seed Cheyenne Eagle Butte. As we say, that's a tough draw for the Tigers, the way the Braves have been playing lately. That's a 6:30 time for coverage to begin on Star 99 in Mulbridge. Hosting 6 seed Dupree at the Chamberlain Armory in just a few minutes, and we'll keep you updated on that game and the others as we can in the early part of this Tuesday evening as the first round in Class A boys playoff basketball gets underway throughout South Dakota and several other games on the stations of the DRG Media Group this evening, too. In Class B, we have Sully Butte and Potter County in 2B on River 92.7 with Brian at 6:40. Just about to get underway, too, in Pleasure and Lyman and Crazy Horse in 7B. That's with Darren on KPLO, Harriet Selby area, and Faulkton area in 2B on KMLO with Dustin starting at 6:40. So a whole lot happening tonight and playoff basketball here in Fort Pierre at Parkview Auditorium. The Crow Creek Chieftains and the Stanley County Buffaloes look to move on to round two. It's the round one game in the 6A playoffs. Well, we're not too far from the Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre opening tip. So let's hear from our friends at Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, and then we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre brings you the opening tip, which is not too far away. Crow Creek wearing their quite sharp, by the way, red uniforms at the base, black numerals and letters in white trim. With the number on the front and the back of the uniforms for both sides says Buffs above the Stanley County number on the back of their white uniforms with purple numerals and letters and white trim. Crow Creek starting lineup being introduced. Josiah Kirky will start, by the way, instead of Jeremiah Shields. This team has gone through some changes. Some of the players that we saw when we were in Stephon are not with this team any longer. Again, it was not a good finish to the regular season for them. And, in fact, Robert Staples III will start and not Alan Cumsfine. For just for the sake of accuracy, let's get that starting five settled for Crow Creek as they'll come back out in the Stanley County. Starting lineup is being introduced now. And the anthems are still to be played here at Parkview Auditorium. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on in the other games in 6A and other games around the area. The winner of this game gets the winner of the Chamberlain-Dupree game on Friday. If Stanley County wins, that game would be right here at Parkview Auditorium. So it is Sazu, Wind, Josiah Kirky, Silas Dion, and Robert Staples III. That is the starting five for Crow Creek. So we've got that straight for you. And, of course, Prince Duffy, Irving Titsy, and Scott. Those are the starting five for Stanley County. So with all that straightened out, we're about ready for basketball. That's the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. We'll come back and have tonight's game in 2 minutes for you from Parkview Auditorium. It's Stanley County and Crow Creek in the first round in Region 6A. More for you in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
We are basketball time in Fort Pierre, Stanley County, and Crow Creek. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pierre, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM Fort Pierre. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Robert Staples III jumping for Crow Creek. Strand Scott for Stanley County in the white, Crow Creek in red. You can watch it. Remember the KGFX page of the DRG News app at drgnews.com. Brought to you by Diamond Lumber. Stanley County wins the tip. They'll shoot at the bucket to our right in the first half. Nathan Prince on the right wing to Cormac Duffy. Baseline reverse. Misses. And Staples is in for the rebound for Crow Creek. So a drive right away, but Stanley County can't convert in the first possession. Xavier Wynn, handed on the right wing to Josiah Kirky. Turnaround, Staples the third, right of the lane, misses the shot, rebounded by Lathan Prince. Each team misses on their first time down. Prince for Duffy, right wing again for Lathan in the corner. Prince on the baseline for Scott in the lane, over a double team, banks it in. With a foul, too, there's an advantage. Stanley County is pretty sure they have over this Crow Creek team. It showed a lot of ways in their regular season meeting. Staples with the foul. And Scott, who just put Stanley County on top 2-0, will try to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. 11 points and 10 rebounds for him Friday against Cheyenne Eagle Butte. And another double-double. We've seen a couple of them from him. The free throw is missing, but Duffy is grabbing the rebound. Keep it going for Stanley County. Pass to Scott from Duffy. Scores again. A 4-point triple by Strand. Scott SC has the first four. And then, not inbounding in time, is Xavier Wynn. He couldn't find anybody down floor. And Stanley County wasn't putting any pressure on either. And Duffy will inbound, left baseline. Prince straight away three to make it a 7-0 game, but it rimmed out and rebounded by Jaden Sazu. Stanley County trying to clutch this game sharply early on, but can't quite make it a 7-0 score. Out front it is Josiah Kirky. Right wing for Sazu, guarded by Duffy. Prince comes over on him now on a switch. Bounce, right baseline, Sazu drives, threw it way over the rim, rebounded by Prince. Long pass down floor, layup is missed by Gavin Irving, but Irving has, or Duffy has the rebound for a right wing three by Irving that's missing, and it's rebounded by Robert Staples. Down floor, Staples with a right wing three, good! Silas Dion cuts it to a 1-point game just like that. 4-3, Stanley County, 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Titsy to Duffy, right baseline, drives on the lane line. Oh, fell off the rim, and a loose ball picked up on the rebound by Xavier Wynn. Crow Creek looks for their first lead. Handing it to Kirky on the left side. Left wing, he wants a three. He's open. It's off the left rim twice. Rebounded by Gavin Irving for SC. Prince walks it into the front court. 5:27, first quarter. A drive by Duffy. Right baseline, good. Crow Creek one on a travel. Didn't happen. Duffy's first two. Stanley County up 6-3 at 5:16 in the first quarter. Playoff action at Parkview Auditorium. Silas Dion, left lane line, into the corner, Kirky. Another three, missing. Prince the rebound. Do they want to thrive on threes? Well, they've taken three already. Crow Creek Prince all the way to the hole with an open pass down the right side of the lane and scores. 8-3 Stanley County, and with the last four, another three by Dion, but this one's good. He's hit two. He has all of Crow Creek's 6 points. 8-6 for Stanley County. A right wing three is rimming the basket here by Irving. Scott follows, missed, rebound tip, came to Duffy. Turns around in the lane, dishes it out to Prince. He slows it down, brings it on the right side for Irving. Left side, Cormac Duffy, still 17 on the shot clock already, almost midway through the first quarter. Prince gets a right wing three. The senior has five, 11-6 Stanley County at 3:55 in the first quarter. Wind. Handing it back to Jaden Sazu in the lane with a scoop that's left short. Staples out of there with his third rebound, this one in the offensive glass. Another three, this one's taken by Dion, but he misses, and it's rebounded by Irving. And, well, after a team that struggled at the end of the season especially. They figure, why not keep going with a hot hand? There's a foul in Crow Creek on the other end. Josiah Kirky, his first. Oscar Walking Bull comes into the game, a sophomore. Caleb Flute, 5'9 senior. Here comes Corey Big Eagle. We mentioned him earlier. He's in there now, the 6'3 sophomore for Michael Scares, the Hawks, Crow Creek Chieftain. 7-13. Tip, nice play. Walking Bull is able to make the steal. And then he's fouled. First turnover on Stanley County. And also the first foul on the Buffaloes. It's on Cormac Duffy. Fantastic start, by the way, for the Chamberlain Cubs in their game at home. 17-2, they're leading Dupree 5 minutes into the game at the Chamberlain Armory. Winner of this game gets the winner of that game on Friday night. In the second round, win hands of the Dion. Still 11-6 Stanley County. Crow Creek's ball, 3:08 first quarter. Ball lost, picked up by Jason Titsy. To Prince, and he's into the front court. Whips it on the right wing for a three by Dason. That's off the glass, but Duffy grabs another offensive board. Kicks it out to Prince. Left baseline drive, reversed by Duffy, is missing. A little tipsy-doo there, and it's rebounded by Corey Big Eagle for Crow Creek. Right wing Dion. Open. Yeah, he's going to take a three. If he's in the building, he's open. It's missing. Heason, who's just in there, couldn't grab the rebound. It ends in a dual possession, and it stays with Crow Creek. Brock Zeeb comes in after Heason was in for a short time. Caleb Flute came in a moment ago. Now, just into the game is Lance Wind Jr., a 5'10 junior for Crow Creek. 17 on their shot clock, 2:26 in the first quarter, still 11-6 Stanley County. Walking Bull hands it on the right wing to Xavier Wind. Above the angle of the right wing, now right baseline drive with four, and the timer had rolled off, and Zeeb rebounds. Good move, but the rim was not kind. Prince with 2:05 in the first for Stanley County to Zeeb. Drives on the right baseline. Threw the one-hander over the rim, but Scott has the offensive board. Kick out right wing. Prince three. Rimmed out. Rebound tip. Zeeb in the lane from seven. Off the rim. Rebound this time by Walking Bull. There's multiple opportunities not going for Stanley County. It's thrown into the backcourt. Taken away by Zeeb and stepped on the sideline. Crow Creek had thrown the ball away and thrown it into the backcourt, but Brock Zeeb was not able to save it. 1:40 in the first quarter. 11-6. Stanley County still on top. That's been the score for a little bit. It was a turnover each way in that sequence just a second ago. Caleb Flute, on top for Lance Wynn Jr. for Crow Creek. He's wearing a mask. Some of these Chieftains are wearing masks. Three on the right side. Good. It's Oscar Walking Bull. We didn't see him in Barksy the first time. All three Crow Creek field goals have been threes. 11-9 Stanley County, 1:12 in the first. Duffy for Gavin Irving. And as he drives to the left block, he's knocked over by Crow Creek's Caleb Flute, his first. Team foul number three in the Chieftains. Jason Titsy back in for Zeeb. Jeremiah Shields comes in for the first time in this game to replace Xavier Wind. Shields, the 5'10 senior. 1:05 in the first. 11-9 Stanley County leading Crow Creek. And SC has the ball. Right wing Prince. Right wing, 17-footer. Caught it with a foul as he got knocked to the floor. Caleb Flute fouled him his second. Prince is up to seven, and Stanley County's lead is back to four, 13-9, with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Team foul number four, and Prince will try for an 8-point first quarter at the foul line. On the way, on the board. 14-9, Stanley County leads Crow Creek. 56 seconds remain in the first quarter at Parkview Auditorium. Caleb Flute had it stolen away. Lathan Prince drives left. Good. 10 for Lathan. 16-9 Stanley County at 40 seconds in the first quarter. Crow Creek tries again with Lance Wynn Jr. Seven more in the game clock on the shot clock. Game clock right now says 31. Offensive foul on Crow Creek. Away from the ball. And frustration for this team very early on in this game. Oscar Walking Bowl committed the offensive foul. His first, the 15th foul in the fifth Crow Creek turnover. Titsy brings it in to Lathan Prince. Shot clock's off, 27 seconds in the first quarter. Stanley County has led the whole way. This is their longest lead at 7. It's 16-9 over Crow Creek. 17 seconds, Prince. Working on Shields, 12 seconds. Keeps that dribble going. Scott sets the screen. That allows a fadeaway one-hander that's missing. But a follow by Garcia, who just came into the game. No good with a foul. Ricardo Garcia, the senior, will have free throws after being fouled. For team foul number 6 already on Crow Creek and the first on Lance Wynn Jr. So here's Ricardo Garcia, senior who's seen some more playing time later in the year. Missed the first free throw, only his second free throw of the season. He's now 0 for 2. Bucks deep in for Lathan Prince for the last 4.1 of the first quarter. Garcia will have one more to try to make it an 8-point Stanley County lead. He is too long. And it's rebounded by Lance Wynn Jr. 1 second, front court. Desperation Eagle, we got fouled. That's going to be 3 free throws, too. As the first quarter ends, and I'm sure Max Foe's going to say, leave him alone when he's doing that, Jason Titsy, because he's the one who committed the foul, his first. The officials are going to talk this over, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be 3 free throws with the first quarter clock at zeros. It certainly is for Lance Wynn Jr. Big chance here. First free throws for Crow Creek in this game. They can cut a 7-point lead to 4 if he hits all 3. The first, good. 16-10 for Stanley County. Second of the 3 is short for the junior. He'll have one more before the first quarter officially comes to an end. 16-10, Stanley County. Window have one more here. With orange creamsicle shoes, he hit it. At the end of one on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at Parkview Auditorium in this first round 6A playoff game. Stanley County 16, Crow Creek 11. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Owyhee Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Stanley County with the ball and a 5-point lead as the second quarter begins, and Cormac Duffy is landed upon for the 17th foul already on Crow Creek and the second on Lance Wynn Jr. So for all but 10 seconds of this second quarter, Stanley County is in the bonus. Team foul number 7. Duffy, front end of the 1-1 here. He's good. It's just over 50% of the line for Cormac this year. 17-11 Stanley County, third point for the senior. Well, apparently the originator of these haircuts. I get it now. Second one misses and Wynn with a rebound. So did he give them all to all these players a couple weeks back? We know he gave one to Max Folt. Well, he says that he feels cooler. He certainly looks cooler at the top of the dome. Here's a three that's good for Flute. All four of Crow Creek's field goals have been threes, and they're within three. 17-14 Stanley County, 7:25 first half. Drive left baseline, counted with a foul by Irving. Well, what did we say was the key to success for Crow Creek? Stay out of foul trouble? They're not. Corey Big Eagle's first is team foul number 8 on Crow Creek in 8 minutes and 37 seconds. And Irving will try to complete the three-point play to make it 20-14, and he does. 20-13, I should say. The last field goal by Flute was not a three, but it was a two. All right, here is Flute with it again. 20-13, Stanley County. 7-10 first half leading Crow Creek. It's Chieftain's ball in red at the basket to your left. Win in the left corner for Julian Eagle, who has come into the game. Out front for Jeremiah Shields. And again to Eagle, down to nine on the shot clock. Take it in, stolen away, Gavin Irving. Down floor for Prince for a driving. Scott left the runner short. Started his ascent a little too soon, and then it was rebounded by Corey Big Eagle. And then Scott pushed him for a foul. His first, just the third on Stanley County. As we mentioned, Crow Creek already with 8. In Chamberlain, 37-9. The Cubs are leading Dupree. 4.5 minutes left in the first half of that game of the Chamberlain Armory, so it looks like Chamberlain's well on their way to moving on to Friday night. Here's a ball stripped away. It is Irving taking it away. Prince is fouled as he drove. Goodness me. Jeremiah Shields just had it pickpocketed by Irving. Here is another foul on Crow Creek, the first on Julian Eagle, and that's team foul number 9 already. With 6:25 left in the first half, this is the last 1-1 for Stanley County, and Prince hit the front end. 21-13, Stanley County leading. Their longest lead is now 8. One more for the 4-year starter, the 5-year player. He rimmed it out, tipped out of bounds, I think by Scott, yes. So to go to Crow Creek. Here we go. Stanley County's foul shooting is going to be tested again. They're 4 of 9. And there's still a lot of time left into this game. Nothing's decided at all yet. Wind on the left wing for Crow Creek, who's down 8 to Stanley County. 21-13, 6:07.5. Handed off to Caleb Flute. Mullane, right wing. A driving shot by Shields is missing, but the follow is good by Shields. Down to a 21-15 Stanley County lead, 5:48 in the first half. Duffy stops in the lane, out front to Gavin Irving. Pass to Scott down low, makes a man miss, banks it in from 4 feet. 6 for Strand, back to an 8-point Stanley County lead at 23-15. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half here at Parkview. Caleb Flute for Crow Creek. Blocked on a shot by Eagle is Gavin Irving. And Gavin gained the rebound. Ball had barely left Julian Eagle's hand. Prince on the other end. Right wing baseline drive. He got fouled again. That's the double bonus with 5:09 left in the first half. Corey Big Eagle's second foul. Now, the fortunate thing at the moment, at least for Crow Creek, is they don't have anybody with more than 2, but my goodness. 2 free throws here for Prince. It's the double bonus already in the first, rimmed out. Well, see, here we go. 4 out of 10 at the line now for SC. Caden Heason in for Strand Scott. Robert Staples back in for Corey Biggie for Crow Creek. 23-15 Stanley County at 5:09 in the half. The foul shooting again. It's going to be tested for the Buffs. The second one's good by Latham Prince. And Brock Zeeb comes in for Gavin Irving now. Longest lead of the game for SC is now 9. Stanley County 24. Crow Creek 15. 5:07 to go in the first half. Caleb Flute is out there with Lance Gwynn Jr., Julian Eagle, Jeremiah Shields, and Robert Staples the third. Here's a left wing drive by Eagle that's short. Duffy had the rebound, had it stolen away then by Flute for a driving layup by Staples. 24-17. Stanley County's lead is now 7, 4:34 in the first half. Still a lot of basketball left. Duffy, make that drive inside, and they keep getting fouled. Nope, Wind had to back off, and Duffy banked it in. Back to a 9-point lead, a 26-17 for Stanley County. 4:18 left in the first half. It's to the point for these Crow Creek defenders like they don't feel they can even touch anybody, and they might get a foul called upon them. Baseline drive on the left side. It's Staples drawing a foul this time. He'll go to the line. Good move by Staples on the left block, drawing the foul of Caden Heason, his first. Team foul number 4 on Stanley County. Staples to the line. Wynn had those 3 free throws at the end of the first quarter, went 2 for 3, and now Staples hits this one. Strand Scott back in for Stanley County. Xavier Wind is back in along with Oscar Walking Bull for Crow Creek. 26-18 Stanley County by 8 now over Crow Creek with 4:09 left in the first half. One more free throw here for the Chieftains. Robert Staples the third. He's good. 26-19 Stanley County at 4:09 in the first half. Again, if Stanley County wins, they would play on this floor again on Friday, and it looks like it would be against Chamberlain, who's off to a fantastic start. Prince! Great baseline drive on the right, scores. Sped right down to the blocks, and Lathan Prince has a 14-point first half. 28-19 Stanley County, 3:47 in the first half. Julian Eagle in the right corner. Swinging on the left side on the on goal. Outside the arc to Wind. Lance with a bounce back to Xavier Wind. Into the lane, one hand runner rolls in. Nice shot by Xavier Wind, and he was in some traffic. And head coach Michael scares the Hawk. Once an Actegra timeout, a full timeout, in fact. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Stanley County leading Crow Creek in this first round 6A playoff game, 28-21. And we'll return in 1 minute on KGFX.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
An Actegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Stanley County will come full court after the first timeout either team has called. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. There's pressure here by Crow Creek, who trails Stanley County 28-21, but broken and down on the right baseline. Duffy, but he threw it over the rim. Titsy, however, chases it down to keep it with Stanley County. Prince, using a screen, fell down. Travel. when it was a wet spot or something, but he slipped and was not packed. The other two 6A games underway in the first round, they're going to have that wet spot wiped up, so we'll tell you that. Chamberlain is continuing to just put it to Dupree at the Chamberlain Armory. 46-14 Chamberlain with 50 seconds to go in the first half. And in winter, the 19-1 Warriors, top seed in this region, leading McLaughlin 20-10 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Playoff high school basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Avera Orthopedics, Wagner Auto, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Ferding Electric and Venture Communications. So after the perspiration is wiped up so no one can slip on that spot again, we're underway with Crow Creek's ball. 3:06 in the first half. They're still in it. Stanley County leads by 7 over Crow Creek, 28-21. Jaden Sazu has just entered the game again, and he has the ball now. Right wing dribble tipped away, but there to pick it up is Walking Bull, and drives for Staples, who lays it in. Good play by Walking Bull to stay with that. It's a 5-point Stanley County lead, 28-23, 2:40 in the first half. Duffy, left wing for Titsy, kick it back near the timeline for Lathan Prince. Starts a dribble, brings it on the right wing on the angle to Duffy, standing on the arc to Prince. Long three for Lathan off the back rim. Long rebound. Gavin Irving ends in a dual possession, and that goes, by the way, to Crow Creek. So a good job to tie him up there. That was by Xavier Wynn. So count that as a turnover, and Crow Creek down only 5 with it, despite all their foul trouble. Sazu on the right wing for Lance Wynn Jr. In the lane with a runner, blocked by Duffy. And Duffy with a rebound. One-handed block by Cormack. Prince sets it up near the timeline on left wing. Xavier Wynn waiting for him to do something. Starts a dribble. Scott with a screen. Bounce right baseline for Titsy. 1:50 in the half. Dason out front, top of the key to Duffy. Cormack backs it up. Guarded by Xavier Wynn. Left corner, Titsy nearly dropped it. Drove to the right baseline. Fouled. Or offensive foul. Yep. And that's the right call, too. As Wynn had the position there. Good job there. Titsy had the offensive foul. That's his second. He's the first Buffalo with more than one. It's also the sixth turnover on Stanley County. And Crow Creek, well, they're doing more than hanging around. They're still in this game, no doubt. 28-23 Stanley County, a 1:34 in the first half. Everybody's got the same record now. Bouncing the right baseline to Staples, but he left it short. Duffy rebounds for SC. 1:20 in the half. Stanley County with the ball on a 5-point lead over Crow Creek. Prince. Left wing outside the arc. Irving, right wing to Prince, drives in the lane. Had the ball separated from him, but because of another foul on Crow Creek, and I think you can hear what some of the Chieftains fans think of all these fouls being called against their team, but that's the first on Xavier Wynn. 4 minutes of playing time ago, Stanley County went into the double bonus. 1:07 left in the half now. Two more at the line for Prince, who's 3 of 5 tonight. Buffaloes are only 5 of 11. First one here is good. 29-23 Stanley County, 1:07 in the first half. To 14, by the way, Chamberlain leading. Dupree at the half at the Chamberlain Armory. Wow, what a start for the Cubs tonight. Second one good for Prince. 16 for Lathan in the first half. 30-23 SC, 1:03 first half here at Parkview. Lance Wynn Jr. up top, guarded by Irving. Pass nearly too far, saving it. Good play, Sazu for Staples for a driving layup. Sazu kept that play alive with the save. 8 for Staples, 30-25 SC, 45 seconds on the half. Some pressure by Crow Creek into the front court to Duffy. Hands it back to Prince once he knows Lathan's in the front court. 37 seconds, 23 on the shot clock. Prince on left wing. Lathan bumped. There's another foul. This one's on Sazu. That's his first. With the exception of Shields and Dion, everybody else who's played for Crow Creek has at least one foul. They've now committed 12 of them. And here's Prince back at the line again. He's now 5 of 7 in this game. First of two here, good for his 17th point. Carter Garcia, Caden Heason back in for Stanley County. Two seniors replacing two seniors, Cormac Duffy and Strand Scott. 31-25 Stanley County, 29.4 to play in the first half. Two dribbles, three for Lathan Prince. One more on the way and on the board. 18 in the first half for Lathan Prince. Stanley County 32, Crow Creek 25. 23 seconds in the first half. Crow Creek ball with a shot clock off and a foul as Lance Wins Jr. started to drive into the lane. Carter Garcia put a little hack on him. His first, team foul number 6. So no free throws, 21 seconds left. Crow Creek inbounds from the baseline under their offensive bucket. Shot clock, as we say, is off. Lance Wynn Jr., right baseline drive, nearly lost it, then got fouled as he tried a reverse layup, and a good job to stick with it by Lance Wynn Jr. And he's pushed by Gavin Irving, and that is his first. Going to be two shots here for Lance Wynn Jr., even though that was team foul number 7. Wynn with two on those free throws at the end of the first quarter, and the first one's good here. Duffy and Scott right back in for Stanley County. Garcia and Heason right back to the bench. That was just to play a little defense, and in this case, use a foul. 32-26 Stanley County. Leading Crow Creek, 14.5 left in the first half. One more for Lance Wynn Jr. Yet another one. This is still a ball game, and we're not surprised at all. 14 seconds in the half. Stanley County isn't surprised by this either. It's to Duffy at midcourt, 10 seconds. Right baseline drive, throws it up, and good! Duffy a little off balance, and it rolled in. 3 seconds, two. It's 34-27. 1 second, getting a shot away inside from half court. It went off the glass by Xavier Wind. Stanley County is led by as much as 9 in this first half. They've never trailed, but, and we, again, everybody in the building, including the Buffaloes, expected this. Crow Creek is hanging around. Our halftime score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard at Parkview Auditorium in this boys' 6A first round game. Stanley County 34, Crow Creek 27. Wagner Auto, you know, they're South Dakota's oldest auto dealer, and they have been in Pierce since 1907. A 3-minute break here, Dave, and then we'll come back with the CHS River Plains halftime report. Stanley County by 7 at the half in the playoff opener. More in 3 minutes from Parkview Auditorium on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Insurance. We all need it to protect our homes, health, businesses, and belongings. But having adequate coverage is just the beginning. You also need the support of professionals who stand by your side to protect what's important to you. Fisher Rounds & Associates combines the coverage you want with the commitment you need. Fisher Rounds & Associates. At your service, at your side. With offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Stanley County has maintained their lead through this first half, but Crow Creek is hanging right around despite all the foul trouble they are having. And amazingly, no chieftain less than two, despite the fact that they committed 12 fouls in the first half. So that is the one piece of good news. And the other fact that they're still in this game. They have trailed by nine. They have been within five a couple of moments late in the first half. Stanley County's lead is seven at the halftime break, 34-27 over Crow Creek in this 6A first-round playoff game at Parkview Auditorium on the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. I'm David Burrell. Dave Williams is our studio coordinator, and the video is being handled by Mr. Brian Manning. On the first half for Lathan Prince, he had 18 points. He had a 3, 7 of 9 at the foul line, 2 to lead Stanley County. Cormac Duffy at 7, 6 for Strand Scott. Gavin Irving with 3. Those are the only scorers for Stanley County. Robert Staples, the third, leading Crow Creek. He had 8 inside. Pretty good inside player. Silas Dion had 6, both on three-pointers. Oscar Walking Bowl with 3. Lance Wynn Jr. at 4. Jeremiah Shield, Xavier Wind, and Caleb Flute each with 2 points. Stanley County shot well, and they've been shooting well lately. 55% in the first half on 12 of 22. 1 of 3 on threes. Crow Creek, not too bad. 45%, 9 of 20. 3 of 6 on threes. They didn't take a 3 in the whole second quarter. Stanley County, 9 of 15 at the foul line. Again, we will keep watching that number if this game stays close. Crow Creek is 6 of 7. Stanley County with a 17-13 rebounding advantage. 6 turnovers for Stanley County, 7 on Crow Creek. Stanley County, 16-11 at the end of 1, 34-27 at the half. 3 other games in 6A. Here's what's going on. Chamberlain Armory, the Cubs are absolutely pounding the Dupree Tigers. 2 minutes into the third quarter, and it's a running clock. 50-14 was the halftime score, and that's what the score remains at the Chamberlain Armory, as the Cubs, almost without doubt, are going to go on to play on Friday night. If Stanley County wins this game, they would come here. If Crow Creek wins, the Chieftains would go to Chamberlain. And Winter not having a whole lot of problem with McLaughlin at the half. The top-seeded Warriors in this region are leading the Mustangs 36-17. Other Class A boys playoff scores. Groton area, as expected, Hanlon Sissonton in the half, 30-10. Todd County down in Mission leading Bennett County 12-8 under a minute left in the first quarter. And in Clark, Tio Spazina is leading Redfield, just underway in the third. That's 34-17. In the Class B, 7B action, Lyman leading Crazy Horse in pressure with a half, 27-20. Darren Boyle has that game on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. In 2B, it'll be Sully Buttes and Potter County. That rivalry renewed in the playoffs. And that coverage just now underway, in fact, on River 92.7 with Brian Oakland, Harriet Selby area, and Faulkton area. That coverage underway from Faulkton with Dustin and 100.7 KMLO. And Andy, we should mention the other game in 6A. Don't forget about that. Cheyenne Eagle Butte and Mulbridge Pollock. Andy's got that coverage underway now on Star 99 in Mulbridge. Second round, Friday night in Class A and B in boys basketball. The A and B girls, Sodak 16, comes up on Thursday night. And a couple of games that we'll get to as time permits on stations of the DRG Media Group. Halftime, we'll take a one-minute break before the second half begins. That's our CHS River Plains Halftime Report, 34-27. Stanley County leading Crow Creek with the second half about to begin here at Parkview. Back with you with the second half in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Oahe Federal Credit Union's recreational loan special is in full swing, with rates as low as 2.25% APR and terms as long as 15 years. Now is your chance to get into that new or used boat, jet ski, camper, motorcycle, UTV, or ATV you've been dreaming about. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and let the girls at Oahe Federal Credit Union make that dream a reality.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Second half of basketball just about to go here at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre. Stanley County Buffaloes have a 34-27 lead over the Crow Creek Chieftains. Thank you for joining us. And we'll keep you updated on the other 6A games. But again, it's no doubt that Chamberlain is going to move on to the second round. The winner of this game will play the Cubs. I think we can say that for sure. There's 2:52 left in the third, and Chamberlain on their home floor is leading Dupree 56-15. Here, Stanley County by 7. They're in a fight with these Chieftains, as they figured they would be. Here we go with the second half. Second half throw in. Brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier. It is Stanley County's basketball. They're in white, and they're at the bucket to our left. And a lot passes too far from Irving to Duffy and out of bounds. That's the seventh turnover on Stanley County. Xavier Wind, the starting five, in fact, out there for Crow Creek, along with Jaden Sazu, Josiah Kirky, Silas Dion. And Talon Cumsfline, who, my mistake, I've been identifying as Robert Staples III, but he's not here. That's Talon Cumsfline, who had 8 points in the first half. Now Crow Creek drops the ball. Driving for Prince, he's fouled. Oh boy, and the fouls continue for Crow Creek. That's number 13 for them. Stanley County went into the double bonus with just over 5 minutes left in the first half, and here's a foul on Silas Dion. Everybody who's played for them, except for Jeremiah Shields, has picked up at least one foul, and Prince back to the line where he's been a lot, and the first is good. He has 19. He's now 8 of 10 at the line. 35-27 Stanley County. This is to match the largest Buffalo lead tonight. Second one. Good. 36-27 SC. 7:20 in the third quarter. They're starting five out there, by the way, to start this half. Lathan Prince, Cormac Duffy, Gavin Irving, Jason Titsy, and Strand Scott. Kirky hands it to Cumsfline, who had it knocked away, but it came to Kirky, who laid it in. Well, that was alert by Josiah Kirky. That looked like it would be a turnover, but Josiah saved the day for at least that possession. 36-29 SC. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Cormac Duffy, baseline drive, right around his man, Xavier Wind, who said, what can I do? And he scored. 9 for Duffy, 38-29. Stanley County again by 9. About a minute and a half gone in the third quarter. Long left wing 3. This one's missing by Dion. He had a couple in the first half. Nathan Prince with a Stanley County rebound. Baseline drive is an offensive foul by Irving. Although the shot went in, it won't count. Irving is called for the charge. He bowled over Wind. Gavin's second. First team foul. Keeps that Stanley County lead at 9. 38-29. 6:22. Third quarter of play here in Fort Pierre at Parkview Auditorium. It's going to be a busy place. Two girls Sodex 16 games here on Thursday. And if Stanley County wins, another boys game here on Friday, of course. Bounce. Good play from Cumsline to Sazu for a left wing 3 that is missing by Wynn, but a good job to run down that offensive board by Sazu. And knocked out of bounds by Stanley County. Bounced into Sazu right in front of the Crow Creek bench. They're in red. As you watch on the KGFX page, brought to you by Bowman Lumber, at the basket to your right. Stopping and popping and hitting the Shields on the right wing for about 13 feet. Second bucket for Jeremiah Shields. 38-31 Stanley County over Crow Creek, 5:40 in the third quarter. Duffy up top to Prince, who faked a 3 from standing on the edge of the circle. Now he takes an NBA 3 left wing. He's good! Nathan Prince with 23. He doesn't want this to be the last game on his home floor. 41-31 for the first time. Stanley County's up by 10. 5:17 in the third. Sazu on the left wing to Josiah Kirky. Handoff to Xavier Wind. Dish, neat one on the right corner to Sazu. Stripped away from him by Irving. Stanley County wants the run, but Crow Creek well back defensively. Duffy with a hand back to Lathan Prince. 4:50 in the third quarter. Lob on the right side for Duffy. Baseline drive, trying to move past Shields. Bounce to Irving, or to Prince for a straightaway 3 that is missing. Loose ball on the rebound. Out of there with it is comes flying. But had it taken away from him by Duffy. And Stanley County has the ball back. 4:28 in the third. Duffy on right wing. Past Sazu. It's for Scott. Over a double team. Floats it in. 8 for Strand. Now a 12-point Stanley County lead. 43-31. 5 in a row quickly. Kirky is fouled as he handled it on the right wing by Cormac Duffy, his second. Team foul number 2. Oscar Walking Mole back in for Crow Creek. Kane Heason back in for Stanley County. Scott to the bus bench. James Sazu to the Chieftains bench. 4:10 in the third, 43-31. Stanley County over Crow Creek by 12. Stanley County lost their last 2 and end the regular season. Crow Creek lost 5 of their last 6. Here's a travel here by Kirky. Throw number 11 on Crow Creek. They're fourth in this third quarter, and we're halfway through it. It will be Chamberlain for the winner of this game. The Cubs are leading Dupree 64-19 as the fourth quarter begins at the Chamberlain Armory. Duffy taken away by Kirky. Good play, and down floor for a layup by Xavier Wynn. Nice fast break. Second bucket for Wynn, 43-33. Stanley County on. Good defense there by Crow Creek. Forces a turnover by Gavin Irving on a travel, with which he does not agree, but the official will not change his mind. And Crow Creek wants a 30-second act checker timeout, trying to stay close. It's still a 10-point game. We'll take 30 here, too. 3:40 in the third. Stanley County 43, Crow Creek 33. Back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
With Stanley County, you called that Integra timeout. Acres Ag can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative day. It is going to be Crow Creek ball after they force that turnover. Kirky, left baseline. The Crow Creek fans make some noise. And here is walking ball on the left side trying to drive inside, but knocked away from him, but foul two by Gavin Irving. And that's number three on Gavin, first player in this game with three fouls. 13th foul on Stanley County. And after all those fouls in the first half, Crow Creek's had only one called them on them so far in the third quarter. Comes flying up top. Right wing Xavier Wynn. Shields in the right corner. Scott denied the entry pass and took it away from Comes flying. Stanley County with it back and up 10. Over Crow Creek, 43-33, 3:20 in the third quarter. Prince knocked right back at him by Wynn, but Latham regains it. What a night he's having with 23. And to Cormac Duffy, 3:10 in the third quarter. Handing it to Brock Z. Again for Latham Prince. For Zeeb on the left baseline. Floater from 9 feet. Rolled in! First two off the bench for Zeeb. Back to a 12-point Stanley County lead at 45-33. 2:50 to go in the third quarter, and the Stanley County student section makes their share of the noise, too. Pretty good crowd in here. It is the playoffs, after all. Walking ball. And on the right side is Xavier Wynn with a screen. Here's a three. It's short, but comes flying with the offensive board. Follow scores and is fouled. Talon comes flying with an offensive rebound and bucket, and he's up to 10. He is leading Crow Creek. 45-35, Stanley County's lead now at 10 again. Second foul on Strand Scott. Team foul number four. Caden Heason comes in for Strand. Caleb Flutes back in for Crow Creek. So is Lance Wynn Jr. Comes flying at a 10-point game the first time these teams play. Having a good night again. Free throw, rolls around, stays down. Again, don't go any place. It's the playoffs. Crow Creek playing tough. And they just made a steal and a drive. And the layup is missed by Shields. And trying to save it is Stanley County, but it hit the back of the glass. You let Crow Creek stay around, and this team's going to be tough with you. It happened in the game and Stephon in the regular season. Nearly dropping the ball, but able to take it toward the rim as Flute, but missing the shot, rebounded by Prince. 45-36 Stanley County, but still 2:08 left in the third quarter. Duffy, top of the right wing on the angle. The Prince to Brock Zeeb, he's between the rings. Sophomore who has just kept improving as he's played off the bench this season. Prince, left wing. Good defense here, fronting him as walking ball and shot knocked down on the try by Prince and rebounded by Kumswan. Three on the left wing is off the mark by Wynn. Kumswan is able to grab that rebound or at least try to. It's a dual possession, so that's going to keep it with Crow Creek as the arrow's pointing their way. 1:39 still left in the third quarter. So Crow Creek's got plenty of time here still. It's into Shields. Screen set by Walking Bull. Offensive foul. Shields knocked his man over. His first, just the second team foul in the second half, but it's also The sixth turnover of this third quarter on Crow Creek. They now have 13 in the game. 1:33 in the third. Stanley County facing three-quarter court pressure. Leads Crow Creek 45-36. Ball knocked down. Oh, still came to Lathan Prince. Lathan forced into the bench. That's foul. Lance Wind Jr. gave him a little hip check there and forced him into the bench for his second foul. I should say Jeremiah Shields, not Wind. Shields with a foul. Third team foul on Crow Creek. 1:24, third quarter. Prince in the right corner. Lathan, 1:20 in the third. Lob on the right baseline to Duffy. Right outside the lane and puts in a little floater, and Wind had to back off. Didn't want to foul him. 11 for Duffy. 47-36. Stanley County by 11 over Crow Creek. 1:03 in the third. Lob on the right baseline to Cumswine. It missed, however, and rebounded by Duffy. And then a foul. And those are the ones that are going to have to fall for Crow Creek now if they want to stay anywhere close. Walking ball with the foul. His second. He found it before. So Stanley County will inbound up 11. 55 seconds left in the third. 47-36. They lead Crow Creek at Parkview Auditorium. And Titsy is fouled by Caleb Flute here as he trying to dribble down the left alley. His second team foul, number five. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT, 103.1 FM. Fort Pier, you booze, you cruise, you lose. Prince for Stanley County, 44 seconds in the third. Into the lane with a drive. Fouled. It didn't go, but he's to the line. Is it Big Eagle? Corey was there with him, I think. Yep. His third. Team foul number six. Now Crow Creek has picked up some fouls after having only one still with about 3.5 minutes left in the quarter, but now they have six. And Prince, two shots, is back at the line where he's lived tonight, and the first is good. Carter Garcia comes in again for Stanley County, replacing Cormac Duffy. 48-36 Stanley County, 40.9 left in the third. Prince is 10 of 12 at the line. SC is 12 of 18. One more for Lathan. He's good. 25 for Lathan Prince. 49-36 Stanley County. 37 seconds left third quarter. Jeremiah Shields with a bounce on the left wing for Lance Wynn Jr. One of those wearing a mask. Up top again to Shields. 27 seconds. Right wing three by Flute off the back rim. Rebound tipped around. Came to Caden Heason for Stanley County. They push it down floor for a driving layup that's a little short by Zeeb. In effect, pick up blocked by Caleb Flute. Yep, he ended up with a rebound too. 10 seconds. 9. 3 on the right side. Rattles home for Jeremiah Shields. 3 seconds and 2. 49-39 Stanley County. Prince from inside half court hits the glass. We're through 3 in the 6A first round playoff game at Parkview Auditorium. And on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, at Stanley County 49, Crow Creek 39, Wagner Auto the one place to go. More in 1 minute for you from Parkview on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
here at Parkview Auditorium, Stanley County leading Crow Creek in the 6A boys first round game going into the fourth, 49-39. Winner at home leading McLaughlin. The top seed Warriors are up 44-22 at the end of three. Chamberlain will play on Friday night. The Cubs are finishing it off against Dupree, leading 75-24. The Chamberlain Armory with just under 2 minutes to play in that game. So it'll be Chamberlain against the winner of this game on Friday. Stanley County hangs on. It'll be here at Parkview Auditorium. If Crow Creek comes back, then that game would be in Chamberlain. There is a spill, I believe, right near where they went to inbound the ball, which is, of course, is right at the half-court line. So there are fans and one of the officials saying, no, here it is right over here. Here's where it got spilled. Various towels are being procured to take care of this issue. So while they're doing that, let's look at some other scores while we have a brief moment. In other playoff action tonight. Just as we say, that play's underway, so we'll get to that when we can. Stanley County's ball to start the fourth quarter. Jason Titsy on right wing. Lob for Duffy along on the baseline for a moment, but there over to guard him as Wynn to make him miss the shot, and a foul on the rebound as it was gained by Lance Wynn Jr., and he's fouled. Boy, Duffy had a bunny there that didn't go. And he's the one that ends up committing the foul. That's his third, and that's the 15th foul on Stanley County. 7:46 still to play. Shields trying to roll with the wind. He'll let it come near half court before he picks it up. Save a little time. Left wing to Lance Wynn Jr. Again, this team prove they can hit threes, and those can bring a team a lot closer in a hurry. Lance Wynn in the lane. Here's a drive left way short by Shields and rebounded by Strand Scott. 11, the longest lead for Stanley County tonight. It's 10 right now. 7:18 left, 49-39 SC over Crow Creek in this first-round playoff game. Duffy to Prince on the right side. Take their time now, and why not? 15 on the shot clock. Titsy with a lob in the lane to Strand Scott. Counted with a foul as he moved past Big Eagle for his fourth foul. And Strand Scott's in double figures with 10, and the Stanley County lead is now at 12 at 51-39 with 7:04 to play. And back in for Big Eagle comes Talon Cumsfly, who of their big post players is the better one offensively. Scott had a free throw earlier that he missed. At the end of a three-point play, try, he hits this one. 52-39 Stanley County, who has seven seniors trying to assure themselves that they'll play one more game on this floor on Friday night. Shields, screen set by Cumsfine. Right wing jumper, no good, not knocked to the floor, no call. Gavin Irving rebounds for Stanley County. Looking for win number 14, and it has been a while since they've had a 14-win season. Bob on the right baseline for Scott from Duffy. Turnaround, overcomes line, scores. Right in the middle of the lane, 13 for Strand. 54-39, Stanley County now by 15. And head coach Michael Scarsloff of Crow Creek wants a full Integra timeout as he may see this starting to slip away from his team. 6:27 to go. Stanley County 54, Crow Creek 39. Back in 1 minute on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
It is mercifully over in Chamberlain, 75-27. The Cubs over Dupree tonight in their first round 6A playoff game. They're wiping up another wet spot on the floor. And again, it is warm in here. That has something to do with it, too. Winner at home, taking on McLaughlin tonight, having no trouble, 50-28. And as they play in the fourth quarter at the Winter Armory. Coal Creek with their largest deficit here to Stanley County, 54-39, 6:20 left. Lance Wynn Jr. for the Chieftains. Coming with a record of 7-13, left wing Xavier Wynn with a three. Off the front rim, rebound, battled around for it. Strand Scott had it and got fouled. Team foul number 8, so then Buffs are in the bonus. Talon comes flying with his second foul. Well, they had a couple of threes real early, Crow Creek did, from Silas Dion, but Stanley County has been able to maintain this lead from 7-9, but now it's up to 15, and Strand Scott has a 1-1 here, which is no good. Except that there was a lane violation on Crow Creek, so he'll do it again with 6:08 left. If Stanley County hangs on, of course, we'd have that game for you here on Friday on KGFX. They would host Chamberlain. Front end of the 1-1 over again. Well, he missed it again. But Cormac Duffy is there to rebound and keep it with Stanley County, and then he lost it. Stolen away and a good play by Caleb Flute for Crow Creek. Flute with an 18-footer. That's missing. Prince with a rebound. Lathan, in all likelihood, the next to last game on his home floor, and he's having a big night. Duffy right baseline to Scott. Overcomes line. Pump fake. Off glass scores. Strand Scott, it's his next to last home game almost certainly too, and he's having a big night with 15. Up to a 17-point Stanley County lead, 56-39, 5:28 remaining. Caleb Flute on the left side, knocked away by Irving, tries to save it, does, made the steal, it's into Titsy, and it's all Stanley County now with 5:13 to play. Now, frustrating finish to this season for Crow Creek. Lost five of their last six regular season games. Max Folk's going to call a timeout with a little bit of disorganization in the offense. He wants a full Actegra timeout. Acres Ag can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 5:04 left. Stanley County 56. Crow Creek 39. Back in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds and Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds and Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Looks like Lyman's going to move on in 7B. They lead Crazy Horse with 2 minutes to play in Preschel, 59-38 on KPLO. And 6A, winner on top of McLaughlin, 57-31 late in that game in winner. Here, Stanley County by 17 over Crow Creek with 5 minutes left, 56-39. They've pulled away. They scored the first 7 points of this fourth quarter. Irving, right corner. He wants a three. It's off the back rim. Scott trying to save the rebound. Can't quite do it. It'll go to Crow Creek. Chamberlain over Dupree, as we mentioned earlier, 75-27. Irving making a steal and then making a little noise as he's fouled. Kevin Irving's not afraid to show his emotion, too. Fouled by Xavier Wynn. That's his second, team foul number 9. It's been a little physical, but that is 21 fouls that have now been called in this game on Crow Creek. Stanley County has been called for 12. Last one and one here for Stanley County, and there's still 4:46 to play. It's no good, and it's rebounded by Cormac Duffy after it went through a couple of hands. It stays with Stanley County. You can now eat a little more clock with their 17-point lead. Trying to advance to a rematch with Chamberlain here on Friday. Prince working through traffic, got called for traveling as he was a little off balance. Well, that was frustration for the Buffs when they played Chamberlain in the regular season. Falling in a tight game on the baseline. Right side, it's Jaden Sazu scoring. First two for him, 56-41, trying to knock the inbounds pass down to Xavier Wynn, but it ends up in the hands of Prince. Down floor, a 4-on-1. But they call 10 seconds on Stanley County. And Lathan Prince is saying, didn't you see it hit the Crow Creek guy? And the official said, that does not matter. You've got to get it down floor in 10 seconds. And the Buffs didn't. 4:07 left. 59-31 winner at home. Well in front of McLaughlin with 3:50 with under 2 minutes to play in that game. Under 4 minutes here, 56-41. Stanley County leading. It's Crow Creek's basketball right here. King Sazu lost it out of bounds. Dribbled it off his leg. Couldn't recover it. 16 turnovers on the Crow Creek Chieftains. Again, the second round in boys A and B regional play is Friday night. The Sodak 16 is next Tuesday night. Ball above his head. Titsy for a baseline drive by Prince. Fadeaway counted with a foul. 27 for Lathan Prince. 58-41 Stanley County on top of Crow Creek. The third foul on Xavier Wynn. And Lathan Prince has been unstoppable as he has been on this floor so often. Oscar Walking Bull is back into the Crow Creek lineup here. And Prince back at the line. He wants his 28th point with 3:34 left. This was the 23rd free throw coming up for SC. They're 14 of 22. It's rimming out. It's rebounded by Talon Kumsfine, who has had a good game for Crow Creek. 11 points. But it's Stanley County by 17 with 3:23 left, 58-41. Walking Bull starts a drive way high off the glass, trying to shoot it over Scott. But Sazu has the offensive board here for the Chieftains. Right wing, a jumper here by Sazu is missing. Ball loose on the floor. Ooh, and Titsy got knocked over by Cums Flying. And Dason smiling at him says, I know you didn't mean anything. It was just a good aggressive move by Cums Flying, trying to gain the basketball. But it's yet another foul on Crow Creek. Comes Flying's third, the 10th team foul with 3:07 left. It's over in winter, 62-31. The Mustangs over the McLaughlin, or the Warriors over the McLaughlin Mustangs. First of two here for Titsy is no good. Silas Dion has come back in for Crow Creek. There'll be one more here for Titsy. Bauman Lumber with our player of the game in our postgame tonight. Second one's good. I don't think that's much of a contest at the moment. Do you? 59-41 Stanley County. 18-point lead. Good drive on the right baseline by Jaden Sazu, and he's fouled with 2:58 to play. He'll have two free throws. The foul is the third on Titsy. So Chamberlain has moved on. Winner has moved on. Now we'll keep a little bit of an eye, at least for the rest of the time we have with you, and what Mulbridge Pollock and Cheyenne Eagle Butte are doing. The first free throw is missing here by Jaden Sazu. Boy, didn't Cheyenne Eagle Butte look good here on Friday night and beating the Buffs by 7. Second one is also missing, and it's knocked out of bounds by Stanley County. It'll stay with Crow Creek. It was actually Strand Scott knocking the ball out of bounds. I said, tough draw for Mulbridge. They've got to go against Rance Harrison. What a game he had here on Friday with 28 points and 14 rebounds. We'll check in on that as we have the opportunity. Great pass. No look from Sazu to Kumsly. For a layup, a wonderful play by Sazu. And Kumsly has 13. 59-43 Stanley County with 2:38 left. Against the pressure, Prince. To Irving and then back to Lathan Prince, but dribbled it off his leg, was just barely able to save it from going into the backcourt, although the official said it was deflected. 17 on the shot clock and 2:25 to go. Stanley County hangs on, it'll be win number 14. And on the other side of the floor, a whistle because of an Actegra timeout by Stanley County head coach Max Foth, who's saying, get organized, guys. He'll take 30 and so will we. An Actegra timeout with 2:18 left. Stanley County 59, Crow Creek 43, back in 30 here on KGFX.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Eleven still on the shot clock. And Stanley County windbound near midcourt with Titsy. Can update you in a moment on that game in Mulbridge with Cheyenne Eagle Butte and the Mulbridge Pollock Tigers. Their little lob inside the strand, Scott from Duffy, and Scott is fouled, and that's number 4 and comes flying. And Strand right back to the line. And the big fella, as I like to call him, has had a good second half. 11 in the half, 15 for the game. First free throw, no good. Only 15 of 26 at the line for Stanley County. Doesn't look like it's going to matter tonight, but it surely could on Friday. Mulbridge Pollock, by the way, off to a good start in their game. Second free throw also missed. And rebounded by Jaden Sazu. 24-14, second quarter. Mulbridge Pollock leading Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Right wing three, short by Julian Eagle, but Kumsflying is there to follow him. Put the foot back in. He has 15. 59-45 for Stanley County. Kumsflying trying to steal it away, but Prince is there to pick it up. Prince comes flying is their best player. He's a good post player, very aggressive. Nearly made a steal there. 1:40 to go, 15 on the shot clock. Prince trying to make a move around his man to the right lane line. A little hook pass to Scott for a layup. 17 for Scott. 13 and a half. Timeout. Michael scares the Hawk for Crow Creek. And Actegra timeout. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. It's a 30. Stanley County, it looks like, it's going to move on. They lead Crow Creek 61-45 with 1:27 left in Parkview. Back in 30 here on KGFX.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Owyhee Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Crow Creek with 1:20 left. Their season's going to end at 7-14. Pass went off the hand of Dion and out of bounds. Stay tight until a run at the start of the third quarter for Stanley County really decided this game once and for all, and they started the fourth quarter well, too. And the Buffs just have a little too much as they beat Crow Creek. They will for the second time this year. Titsy nearly had it taken away by Dion. 105 remaining. Buffs with a lob inside. Too far for Heason. And taken away by Oscar Walking Bull for Crow Creek. Right in the lane, hands it on the left side to Julian Eagle. 52 seconds to play. Right wing Walking Bull, a three, is off the front rim and drops in. Six for Walking Bull, all on three-pointers. 61-48 Stanley County, down to 40 seconds to play. So, all of these seniors, the seven of them for Stanley County, as Brant Strickland, who's come into the game, has committed a foul. These seven seniors will have one last home game on Friday night, and it'll be against the Chamberlain Cubs. First free throw is good here for Titsy. That second long winning streak the Buffs had was broken with that loss at Chamberlain, 53-47, but that was a one-possession game until the last 30 seconds. One more for Titsy, and it's off the rim. It's rebounded by Scott, and it blocked out of his hands, tapped it out, but it's into the front court for Strickland, who drives for a layup. Stanley County with 20 seconds to play. Garcia to Zeeb, right wing to Titsy. Prince is on the floor for the rest of this one, knocked away and picked up here by Julian Eagle. Getting a little sloppy here in the last minute. Now a foul is called with 8.2 left. Crow Creek will end at 7-14. Caden Montana is going to get a little bit of a time to play. Foul here is on Crow Creek. Another one. Strickland, that's their 26th foul. It might be their last. 12 in the first half, 14 in this half. It puts Strand Scott back in the line for two more. He is missing the first. And you know, here comes Caden Montana for Dayson Titsy. But again, Chamberlain, if it's a close game Friday late, they're going to say foul 31 in white. He's only one of six in this game. Stanley County is 16 of 30. One more for Strand. Good. What a game he's played. What a second half he's had. 14 of his 18 in this half. He has 12 in the fourth quarter. 3 seconds to one last shot on a three that's missing by Eagle, and this game is over. As Ricardo Garcia grabs the last rebound. And the Stanley County Buffaloes have held off the Crow Creek Chieftains to move on to the second round in the boys' 6A playoffs. Behind an enormous night from Lathan Prince, and a pretty big night, too, for Strand Scott. Crow Creek put themselves in foul trouble, but again, forced Stanley County to get to the line a lot, and they wanted to be better than they were. Something they'll want to make sure they have better when they play on Friday night. But they will play on Friday night here against the Chamberlain Cubs. Our final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Parkview Auditorium in the first round in 6A boys play. Stanley County Buffalo 63, the Crow Creek Chieftains 50. Stanley County's on to round two with a record of 14-7. The season ends for Crow Creek with a record of 7-14. Stay tuned for our post game. We'll look at the numbers, other scores, our Baum and Lumber player of the game. We also hope to have a visit with Stanley County head coach Max Foth, too. We'll start it all from Parkview when we return in 2 minutes. This is high school playoff basketball on 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company and peer.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the South Dakota High School Activities Association.
On to the second round of the 6A playoffs for the Stanley County Buffaloes after their victory tonight over the Crow Creek Chieftains at Parkview Auditorium. 63-50 was tonight's final. As two seniors had pretty big nights for Stanley County, and all seven of those seniors again get to play on this home floor of theirs one more time on Friday night when the Chamberlain Cubs will come here. We'll look at that completely a little bit later on. But let's look at the final numbers from this game. First, the individual scoring. Lathan Prince knows he has one more game to play on this floor, and his next to last home game was a good one tonight. 27 points, 6 rebounds, hit a couple of threes. He was 11 of 14 at the line. And Strand Scott, 12 of his 18 in the second half. Did I say 14? It was 12 of his 18 in the second half tonight, but a big night for Strand. And Cormac Duffy did his usual solid job for SC, 11 points and 9 rebounds for that senior. 3 points for Gavin Irving, 2 for Brock Zeeb, 2 for Dason Titsy. That's the Stanley County scoring. Talon comes fine. We saw him play a good game when these teams played, and Stefan in January played well again tonight. 15 points. He had 7 rebounds. Jeremiah Shields had 7. Silas Dion and Oscar Walking Ball with 6 points each. Lance Wynn Jr. with 4. Xavier Wynn had 4. Jaden Sazu, Caleb Flute, and Josiah Kirky each scored 2 for Crow Creek. Stanley County shot well this entire night, 61% for the game, 22 of 36. Didn't take many threes, just 6, made 2. Crow Creek 45% shooting on 19 of 42, 5 of 14 on threes. Just 36 shots because so many fouls, and Stanley County got to the line so much. And again, we will keep this in mind when we're here on Friday, and you know the Chamberlain Cubs will have this in mind too. Stanley County, just 17 of 31 at the foul line tonight. Crow Creek was 7 of 10. Rebounding advantage to Stanley County, 29-25. 15 turnovers on Stanley County, 17 on Crow Creek. Once Stanley County gained the lead, they never relinquished it. They led 16-11 at the end of one, 34-27 at the half, 49-39 at the end of three. Their longest lead tonight was 15. They win by 13, 63-50 over the Crow Creek Chieftains. Still more ahead in our postgame. We hope, as we mentioned earlier, to have a visit with Stanley County head coach Max Folt. But for now, why don't we name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game? Who will get the T-shirt? Not an extremely tough choice, but not a tough choice, really. We'll let you know who that is. We'll hear from Bauman Lumber. Come back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre.
Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Again, a situation where I wish we could had two to give out. You know, Strand Scott, what a second half he had as they kept working the ball inside to him and he kept scoring. But Lathan Prince was Lathan Prince. In his next-to-last home game, as it will turn out, he had 18 of his 27 in the first half tonight and did his job and continued to play very, very well as the Buffs go behind their senior leader, and they move on to the second round in 6A with this victory tonight. And this T-shirt that is at the moment right to our right is going to go to young Mr. Prince. He has a few of them in his career. In fact, I think he has a lot of them in his career. 4-year starter, 5-year player. One of the best basketball players this program has ever had, and he is our Bauman Lumber player of the game on this Tuesday night in the playoff opener here at Parkview. Stanley County defeats Crow Creek by a score of 63-50. We're still hoping to have a visit with the head coach of the Buffaloes, Max Foth, after his team's win here tonight, where they look most impressive. But while we wait for Max to make his way up here, let's tell you about all of the other games in 6A. The three that all started around the same time are done. And as we have mentioned, it will be the Chamberlain Cubs that come here on Friday. So the Buffs will have another chance at Chamberlain, who, as we mentioned, they lost to in that frustrating game in the regular season. But the Cubs will come here after they were winners tonight over Dupree. 75-27. It was 50-14 Cubs at the half. They played with a running clock in the second half. All Chamberlain looking very strong tonight as the Cubs pick up win number 13. They're 13-8. Dupree season ends at 8-12. And winner, the top seed, well, they are on to Friday night as well, and they'll have one more home game, too. The Warriors were winners over McLaughlin by a score of 62-31 this evening at the Winter Armory. So it's a 20-1 record now for Winter. Tied for the most wins now, Dakota Valley came into the night with 20 in Class A. Sioux Falls Roosevelt with 20 in Double A. Those two are the only unbeaten teams, but Winter now has 20 victories after their victory tonight. So who will they play? Well, we'll see. Told you that Mobridge-Pollock had gotten out to a 10-point lead over Cheyenne Eagle Butte, but the Braves have now cut this to 4. It is late in the first half in Mobridge. And Mobridge-Pollock now leads Cheyenne Eagle Butte by a score of 34-30. So the winner of that game will go to Winter to meet the Warriors on Friday night. And, of course, coverage of that action underway right now on Star 99 in Mobridge with Andy in a most interesting game. And you figured very much that just based on how they played here, the Cheyenne Eagle Butte would make it tough on whoever they were going to play. Groton area has won in Region 1 tonight, 54-38 over Sisseton. Kios Bazina beat Redfield by a score of 49-43. And also in other scores this evening, there are games underway in Region 4 and all the other regions. In fact, I'll tell you about Class B, because in Region 7, in Class B, Lyman has moved on to the second round. The Raiders were winners over Crazy Horse 69-42 this evening That was in Presho, and they move on to meet the winner of the game between Philip and Kadoka area. That's in Philip. The Scotties are leading that game over the Cougars 20-14 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. White River is the top seed in 7B, and they're leading Jones County 45-27 in White River with 2 minutes left in the first half. The Coyotes coming off that 75-55 victory at New Underwood last night. In Region 2, Lower Brule over Miller in Lower Brule at the half, 56-26. Ipswich is leading Highmore Herald at the half, and Ipswich 33-29. On River 92-7, Potter County blasting Sully Buttes 47-18 at the half in Gettysburg. And this one's a 100.7 KMLO with Faulkton area leading Harriet at Selby area in Faulkton. That's at halftime, 37-22. Take one more break. We'll see if we can get head coach Max Foth up here after his Stanley County Buffaloes move on to the second round in 6A after their 63-50 win over the Crow Creek Chieftains. More for you in 2 minutes from Parkview Auditorium, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Stanley County is on to round two in the 6A playoffs as they look sharp tonight in the 63-50 victory over Crow Creek here at Parkview Auditorium. And the Chamberlain Cubs are the opponent on Friday. I can only say this tentatively, but tentatively it would be a 6 o'clock tip, but I can't be quoted on that, and the person who told me that couldn't be quoted on that. But anyway, we know it's going to be Friday night, and we will have it whenever it is here on KGFX. But we know where it will be, and that'll be right here, Parkview Auditorium. So one more time for all these Buffalo seniors to be on their home floor. We will try to visit with Max Foth at some point, although he is not in sight now. So we'll just wrap this up. And again, let you know that Friday night, we'll be back here on KGFX, so we'll know that time definitely as the next day or two wears on when Stanley County meets Chamberlain in the second round for a spot in the Sodex 16 on Friday night here at Parkview Auditorium. Don't forget that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. This playoff game was brought to you by 1060 103.1 KGFX, its advertisers, and the member schools of the SDHSAA. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. High school playoff basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX has been brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, by Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Avera Orthopedics, Wagner Auto, Rota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Round and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Burning Electric, and Venture Communications. And thanks to our in-game sponsors, they help bring you high school playoff basketball on KGFX, and they include Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Linz, Dakota Martin, Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto. Thanks to Athletic Director Bruce Precede here at Stanley County High School. Thanks to Brian Menning for handling the video. And thanks to Big Daddy Dave Williams, our studio coordinator. Of course, Big Daddy will be back with you tomorrow morning at 6. Classic country just ahead for you to take you through the night. I'm David Burrell. Stanley County over Crow Creek in the first round of the 6A boys playoffs tonight. Here at Parkview Auditorium. Final score one more time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard with Stanley County 63, Crow Creek 50. Thank you for joining us, and good night from the banks of the Bad River in Fort Pierre.